You see people bring up toxic masculinity, and a lot of times people bring it up because they just hate masculinity.
Sitting here telling men to cry more. That is why we have the problems we have in the world.
Learn how to deadlift. Learn how to squat. But that's part about being a man.
The moment a man is held hostage by what his woman thinks, he has lost his masculinity.
But specifically, what toxic masculinity represents is masculinity untethered from moral accountability to other men.
Welcome to Way of Manhood. And now your host, Dr. Adam Tyson.
Welcome to Way of Manhood. My name is Adam Tyson, and I'm the host of this show as we talk about how to help young men mature in their faith. That's right, we are addressing Gen Z. We want you young men to be growing in Christ-likeness. And so today, I want to talk to you about putting sloth to death. Have you ever struggled with the sin of slothfulness? I mean, what I'm talking about here is plain old laziness. First of all, laziness is not a formal clinical term in the field of psychology or medicine. You can't get a diagnosis of laziness. However, some psychologists have attempted to define laziness as it is used popularly in our culture all the time. People talk about being laziness, and so laziness can be regarded as a failure to act or perform as expected due to a conscious, controllable factor, namely a lack of individual effort. So that's the psychological way to define laziness. Again, failure to act or perform as expected due to a conscious or controllable factor. And the main one is a lack of individual effort. Did you guys know that research has found that up to 20% of adults and half of college students feel that they struggle with procrastination? Procrastination is the voluntary delay of an intended act despite expecting to be worse off. So again, laziness, procrastination kind of go hand in hand. A person must intend to do something and then decide not to do that something in order for it to qualify as procrastination. But what I'm talking about here is what the Bible refers to as laziness and procrastination as the sin of slothfulness. Let me give you guys an example today of someone who is not lazy, someone who is not slothful, and that would be the beaver. That's right, the beaver. People have long admired the diligent work of the beaver. Undaunted by long work hours and frequent crises, the beaver maintains its dam and cares for its family with both purpose and passion. For safety, beavers build up their dams so that their homes can be in the middle of lakes, far away from dangerous predators. When rains and floodwaters threaten to destroy their dams, they instinctively work tirelessly without interruption to repair their dams and to save their homes. While beavers typically work in the safety of the night and rest during the day, they will not rest during a storm when their homes and their safety are being threatened. During times of crisis, beavers will rearrange branches in their dams, patch holes with mud scooped up from the bottom of the lake, and even chop down additional trees from the shore of the lake in order to reinforce a dam weakened by a storm. As long as there is work to do, trust and be assured that beavers will keep working diligently until the job is done. Surprisingly enough, this four-footed furry animal with a strong flat tail and a funny face outworks most young men in America. That's right, guys. I'm challenging you today. Don't be outdone by the beaver. I mean, our nation probably has an unemployment rate of right around 4 to 5%. There are thousands and thousands of people participating in welfare programs and are drawing disability. Again, don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying it's wrong to be on welfare or to draw disability. I'm just saying that sometimes these systems get taken advantage of by lazy, procrastinating, and slothful men. In fact, many of these men who are taking advantage of the system have become so lazy and so sluggish and so apathetic that most employers that I've talked to ever since the pandemic told me it's just hard to get people working again. People got used to getting a handout, got used to the different payments that were coming through our government during that time, and it's been hard to get men back to work. And so I'm asking you today, is it possible that you've become slothful in your walk with Christ and in your work for His glory? Is it possible that others have had to pick up the slack where you've been lacking and where you've been lazy? I'm not just talking about in your own life, but how your life also affects others. Because in this world, if you are a Christian, you are called to be an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ, which means people ought to know that you work for the King. And so let me ask you, man, do you work energetically at your job? Do others see you as being diligent and reliable and faithful? Do you live out the life of Christ where you work and in how you live? And if you don't, then maybe you're committing the sin of slothfulness. There are certainly times when we may feel a little bit lazy, like over the holidays or over summer break, and that there's a time to rest, and I get that. But what I'm talking about is when it's the habit of your whole life where you're truly in sin. And so today, as we kick off this three-part series on the sin of slothfulness, I just wanted to start off by saying that this is even listed by the Roman Catholic Church as one of the seven deadly sins. That's right. The Catholics have a list of seven deadly sins: pride, envy, lust, gluttony, anger, greed, and you guessed it, number seven is sloth. Now, this list did not originate from the Bible, but rather from the Roman Catholic Church. And according to Catholic doctrine, other sins are categorized as minor or venial, but these seven sins are taught to be capital offenses or moral sins, which place the sinner in danger of eternal damnation, unless somehow they're absolved through the Roman Catholic sacrament of confession to a priest or are forgiven through perfect contrition on the part of the penitent. Well, this is contrary to the doctrine of the Bible, of course, which does not teach two categories of sin, venial or mortal, or we might say minor or major, but rather the scripture teaches that all sin, no matter how small or how great in our eyes, is worthy of death and is worthy of hell and is worthy of eternal separation from God. So only through the confession of sin and genuine repentance granted by the sovereign grace of God, which is based solely on the sacrifice of the perfect Lamb, Jesus Christ, can one be forgiven, not through keeping the sacraments of the Roman Catholic Church. I guess what I'm saying is, don't be afraid of what the Roman Catholic Church says about the seven deadly sins, but you should be concerned about what God's word says about any sin. And God's word says in James 2:10, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking it all. And at the same time, we can thank God for those of us who've been saved by His grace and placed into the kingdom of light. And so I want to talk to you about putting sloth to death simply because it's a sin. And any sin that's not being put to death can begin to dominate and can begin to deteriorate your walk with Christ, even to the point to where someone may start to ask, are you even saved? Are you even born again? And so I believe that sloth or laziness or procrastination is one of the biggest areas of sin that many young men struggle with. I think it's a pandemic in Generation Z, where men all over our country and all over the world struggle with the sin of sloth. And so as we're talking about putting sloth to death, let me even talk to you about the very word sloth, as it describes a sedentary, sluggish feeling. When you just say the word sloth, it just makes you want to lie down and take a nap. The word slothful is used by the King James Version, where the NASB and the New King James Version and the ESV and the NIV tend to use words such as sluggard or lazy to communicate the Hebrew word, which literally means to be sluggish. Lazy are showing a lack of diligence. The root word is found 18 times in the Bible, and in every occurrence, iniquity is described as someone who is being in sin by being sluggish or slothful. In other words, the Bible is clear. To be slothful is to be sinful. And so now, what we're going to do in our three-part series is examine seven characteristics of slothfulness, and then we're going to look at seven consequences of slothfulness, and then finally, in our third session together, we're going to see seven cures for slothfulness. But let's start with number one. Our time for today, we're looking at seven characteristics of slothfulness. So you ready? Number one, a slothful person is a time waster. waster. And I'm getting this from the scriptures in the book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom of the Old Testament, chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. And guess what? The Bible may not talk about beavers, but it talks about ants and in a similar way. Listen to what Proverbs 6, 6 through 11 says. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief officer or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in harvest. How long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. So this proverb is saying, go and learn from the ant. Young man, go to that ant pile and look at what those ants are doing and follow their traces, their steps as they trace back and forth to the food and back to the ant mound. And sometimes you might want to just lie around for a moment, but before you know it, you're not working. Like the ants, they just keep working. And for you, when you lie around for a little break, before you know it, you're looking at the internet, you're on social media, you're watching YouTube videos, you're watching TV, you're just checking sports scores or whatever. My challenge to you is don't be a time waster. Keep working. Don't be lazy. The Bible couldn't be more clear. Look carefully how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of your time, because the days are evil. And so the first characteristic of a slothful person is a slothful person is a time waster. Now, don't go away, because we're going to be right back in just a moment and look at six other characteristics of the sin of slothfulness.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. Adam Tyson. You know what's resonating with me in this discussion about putting slothfulness to death? It's this program itself. That's right, The Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson. If you have not shared this with someone, I want to encourage you to do that. This program tackles the crisis facing Gen Z men head on. Young men today are dealing with challenges that we didn't deal with coming up. I mean, it's a new generation for sure, but it's a new world. It's a new culture. There's new challenges. And we're living in a culture that's hostile to biblical masculinity, and Dr. Tyson brings biblical wisdom and practical guidance to help young men mature in their faith. So this program, I really want to encourage you not only to listen every week, but to share it with the young men in your life. And speaking of equipping young men, I want to also tell you about the Masters University, just ranked number 6 nationwide for career preparation, according to the Wall Street Journal. Of course, that is a big deal. They have a new entrepreneurship degree that puts students in front of real investors. That's right, real investors. And academic scholarships, over $20,000 per year. TMU is serious about preparing the next generation. If you're a young believer preparing for college, there is no better place than TMU. You can get all of the details right now at masters.edu/manhood. And you know what else would help you grow as a man of God? That would be becoming a Fortis Insider. Every single day as a Fortis Insider, you're going to get fresh, relevant content delivered directly to your email inbox. I'm talking about articles and video teachings and audio resources. All of these will strengthen your faith and sharpen your discernment. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Won't cost you a dime. Just head over to FortisInstitute.org and sign up right now. And while you're there, check out the Fortis Plus app. If you have not downloaded it to your mobile device, I want to encourage you to do that as well. But you can also access it at FortisPlus.org. And it is full of hundreds of hours of free audio and video content, 7 new posts every single day. Look, we're living in challenging times that demand a bold response. And that's why we've expanded to become Fortis Institute, bringing together voices like Dr. Adam Tyson, along with Tim Challies, Pastor Brad Bigney, and a whole host of others to provide robust biblical instruction. And in order to do that, it takes a village of gospel partners. And that's why I want to ask you if you would prayerfully consider joining us and partnering with us in this mission. Your faithful support enables us to reach more people with God's word. You can find out all of the information about joining us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now at FortisInstitute.org. And now let's give back to Dr. Adam Tyson as he continues discussing slothfulness. This is Way of Manhood. Welcome back to Way of Manhood.
American men really are in crisis. You can look at the number of men committing suicide, the number of men struggling with depression, the number of fatherless homes.
And now back to your host, Dr. Adam Tyson.
All right. Well, welcome back. We are looking at in this episode how to put sloth to death. Sloth is the sin of laziness or procrastination, and it is a pandemic in our country. Young men are getting way too lazy and need to get back to work. So we're looking at seven characteristics of the sin of slothfulness. The first one was a slothful person is a time waster. Let's look at number two. A second characteristic of a slothful person is that a slothful person is undependable. They're just plain out undependable. You can't count on them to get their work done because sometimes they don't even show up. And I'm getting this from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 26 says, like vinegar to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to those who send him. So think about that verse for a moment. You know, vinegar is sour tasting and it can irritate your teeth. And of course, smoke to the eyes means that it irritates your eyes. And so this is the same way that a slugger is to those who send him. In other words, if there was an employer who sent you, the employee, to go do a certain job and to accomplish a certain task, and you were lazy about it, and you procrastinated about it, and you were sluggish about it, then you're being an irritant to that employer. That employer no longer feels that you're a dependable person because you're not dependable. You're not showing up, or you're not going out and accomplishing the objective of the work assigned to you for that day. They just simply don't do it. Well, worst case scenario, the employer would have to go behind the employee to do the job right. You know, kind of like I might have to go behind one of my kids after I ask them to clean the floor because they missed a couple of spots, and I have to go and do the rest of it myself. And this would be, again, the person that's undependable. They're lazy. They're not finishing the task. They're making excuses. They don't have a good work ethic. That would be a second characteristic of a slothful person, is that they are undependable. A third characteristic of a slothful person would be this, number three, and we've been talking about it already, but they're just plain out lazy. Listen to what Proverbs chapter 19, verse 24 says, that the sluggard buries his hand in the dish and will not even bring it back to his mouth. You know, I remember reading that verse years ago, thinking like, man, who could be so lazy they couldn't even put their food in their mouth, right? And then one of my kids, when he was about 2 years old, he loved peanut butter. I mean, this little chubby toddler loved him some peanut butter. And so at times he would allow him just to take the peanut butter jar and a spoon, and he could just dig in and have all the peanut butter he wanted. That was a lot of fun to watch as a parent. But one day I remember walking in and seeing my son had fallen asleep at the kitchen table with a spoon of peanut butter in his hand and his head on the table, and had just fully fallen asleep. I mean, it can happen, right? So what we're talking about is somebody who's so lazy, they can't even bring the food to their mouth. Or another verse similar to that one in Proverbs 26, 14 and 15 says that as a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in a dish. It wears him out to bring it back to his mouth. But the point is, he hasn't gotten out of bed. This poor, lazy person doesn't even have enough strength to get up out of bed and to get the job done. I mean, this would be like a person who says, you know what, I know that I need to get going, but I just can't get out of bed. Or maybe there's something real simple, like you took your car to have the maintenance done on the car, and you get a call saying your car's ready, and you say, I'm too lazy to go pick it up. Or maybe you have a refund from the IRS, and there's a check waiting for you, but you're too lazy to go pick it up. I mean, this is a person who says that they love the Lord and they say that they want to be walking in obedience, but they just can't seem to feed themselves God's word and God's truth by being at functions where they could grow in their faith, or they just don't seem like they're able to get going and get moving in the right area because they make excuses all the time. Bottom line, they're just plain out lazy. A fourth characteristic of a slothful person is that that person is a procrastinator. Again, I talked about this a little bit earlier in this show, but they're lazy and they procrastinate. And this is what I'm seeing in Proverbs 14:23. In all toil, there is profit, but merely talk tends only to poverty. That's right. In all toil, so in other words, if you're doing hard labor, you're working by the sweat of your brow, that's a good thing. It's gratifying, it's productive, and it honors God. But mere talk tends only to poverty. In other words, if you don't work, you're going to be poor. If you don't work, you're not going to make any money. If you're not making any money, you're going to be a poor person. Same thing in Proverbs 18, verse 9. Whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. So again, I love how the Bible is just emphasizing the seriousness of this sin. It just says if you're slack at work, it's like you're a brother to him who destroys. So it would be like you're befriending destroyers. So you don't want to be befriending a destroyer, right? You want to be diligent in your work. So when you work hard, God rewards that. But when you're lazy in your work, it's like you're hanging out with the wrong people. You're hanging out with the wrong crowd. This would be like a person who puts off things like cleaning the house or paying the bills or putting gas in your tank or doing your homework or cutting the grass or preparing for your next engagement at work of what you're supposed to do or present a talk or something. I mean, the procrastinator puts off all of that stuff as well as all the spiritual stuff, like your Bible devotions and spending time in prayer and confessing your sin and being a part of a small group or reaching out to a hurting friend. A procrastinator just simply doesn't get it done. They may mean well, but if they're not doing well, the Bible says that that's a sin. Let's move on to our fifth characteristic of slothfulness. Number five is that a slothful person makes excuses. They make excuses. And this all kind of overlaps a little bit, I know, but check out this proverb, Proverbs chapter 22, verse 13. It says, "The sluggard says, there is a lion outside. I shall be killed in the streets." Okay, so think about that for a moment. You know, it's a sluggard. So we already know the characteristics here is he's lazy and he's saying, there's a lion outside. So I shall be killed in the streets. In other words, if I get up and go outside of my house and go down the street to work or to whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing, I might get killed by a lion. Well, this is just making an excuse, right? This is a ridiculous comment. There's no lion outside. It's not likely that a lion would literally be outside of your house ready to devour you. This would be like someone saying, I can't go to church this Sunday. I might get hit by a car. Or, yeah, I know I committed to that Christian Bible study, but it comes on the same night as my favorite TV show. Or, I know I should be at small group or men's Bible study or go on that retreat and conference, but I just can't do it because something bad may happen if I travel in that direction. It's just plain out lame, right? Making excuses. And that brings us to our sixth characteristic of a slothful person is that they are neglectful. They are neglectful. Consider what Proverbs 24, 30 through 31 says. He says, I pass by a field of the sluggard, by the vineyard of a man lacking sense. So first of all, just notice, this is the sluggard. You're walking by his house, and this man lacks sense. And behold, it was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with nettles, and the stone wall was broken down. So obviously, this slothful person was neglecting the upkeep of their property, right? They let the stone wall fall down. They let it be overgrown with thorns. And this would be like us again, just not taking care of your stuff, not taking care of your responsibilities, not taking care of the things that you know you ought to be doing. Maybe you're not doing your chores. Maybe you're not being faithful again at work or with your homework if you're in school. Or maybe you're neglecting your family. You know, you're neglecting friendships with other godly young men. You're neglecting that discipler who you know is going to be in your life and challenging you to shore up in areas where you need to do better. And so if you're neglecting these kinds of things, and especially cultivating discipleship relationships with people in your church, then you are being someone who's neglectful. And my friends, that's a sin. And that brings us to our seventh and final characteristic of a slothful person is that a slothful person is delusional. They are delusional. I mean, listen to Proverbs 26, 16. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. So in other words, the lazy person, the procrastinator, the sluggard in this verse, they think they're wiser. They could have seven men who answer sensibly, who are giving wisdom and giving input about how to prepare for life and how to walk with the Lord and how to be a mature Christian, you know, in their faith. And yet the sluggard is like, nah, I don't need that. I don't really need to go to church. I don't really need discipleship. I don't really need to go to that conference. I don't really need to be there at that Bible study. And even though seven men say the opposite, the sluggard thinks he knows better. That's being delusional. You think you know better than seven wise men who can give a discreet answer? Well, this happens, and it happens with people who struggle with the sin of slothfulness. They become lazy. and they procrastinate. And I want you to know this is a sin against God. It's a sin against the Bible. So we're going to be talking in the future sessions about how to confess this sin, how to repent of it, how to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you put sloth to death, how to open yourselves up to others who will hold you accountable, and how you can start today and even taking small steps in the right direction. Let me pray for us as we close today. God, thank you for the opportunity to look at the sin of slothfulness. And we just recognize and realize it's a serious thing in your sight. And so, God, we don't want to be like the sluggard or the lazy man. I pray for that young man right now that you would give them and grant them repentance, that you would give them a hard work ethic, and they would do what they do in your strength and for your glory, and that you would deliver them from this sin of slothfulness. God, help us to put it to death. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This has been Way of Manhood from Dr. Adam Tyson, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.